Switch on your taringa, it's time for Te Whakatauki o Tēnei Wiki.
Ai, morena arane.
Morena.
Wow, three morena even.
It could have been far.
Mean. Kei te whi a koe hoa?
Yeah, nui te ora, ka nui te ora. Kei te whiti mai a Tamanui te rao. I see Tamanui just peeking over the hills here of Ngaio.
Oh, atahua.
So, yeah, it's going to be a good day, right?
Ai.
Yeah. Kei te whi a koe?
Kei te ora, I'm good, I'm well. I had a nice restful weekend and I'm ready for the wiki ahead.
A little bit lonely though.
I do miss my girl Millie, but she's back tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. There's like light at the end of the tunnel this week.
Yeah.
Have you got a whakatauki for our wiki?
Yes, I surely do. And so I'm thinking about Mother's Day yesterday. Te rā whakanui ngā māma. And, so automatically I'm like, ko wai te māma tuatahi o te ao. And I'm thinking about Papa Tuānuku. So the whakatauki I have is, ko Papa Tuānuku te matua o te tangata.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, and so often, you know, we're used to thinking of matua as a word, as a kupu for father, but it's also a kupu for parent, you know, so it's kind of over and across. You know, we just get that way with men sometimes, we're just over and across them anyway, right? So she's like, you know, our earth mother and one of our first parents. Of course, she's not there by herself. Rangi Nui is there also. But this whakatauki is just, you know, just centering on Papa Tuānuku. So, you know, without the whenua, we're kind of nothing. And without the kind of nourishment that we get from the whenua, then where would we be?
Exactly.
Where would you be without your mom?
Yep. I love that. And also, you know, just on this and this sort of like assumption often that matua is like a masculine word. I think if ever anyone is looking for like a little bit of injection of manawahine or like feminist values, just look to like Māori creation stories because there's some powerful stuff in there, eh?
Yes. There's some powerful, completely kind of mythic templates or like life lessons for life.
All right.
Yeah, the women are all up in there. You kind of need to be a little bit careful about which versions you go to or read and think carefully about who has written those, who's edited those, like where have they come from? Because a lot of the kind of writers, publishers of those have been male, like in the past, and they've brought that view to all of those stories. But yeah, thankfully we've had people like Ngahuia, Tawiko Tuku and Aroha, Yates Smith and others who've kind of brought back, you know, re-centred like the role that female entities, deities, whatever, actually play in those stories, like the key kind of, life-changing, life-giving.
it's so true that perspective thing, eh? Because even when you like read about, I'm thinking of the story of Hine Nui Te Pō and Maui. That's got so many different spins on it in terms of how people view Hine Nui Te Pō in that sort of moment.
Yes, for sure. And Simon Paris, who's a classicist who works with us at Vic, he actually wrote this awesome article on Hine Nui Te Pō and her different kind of iterations through literature.
Oh my God, can you send that to me?
Yeah.
I would love to read that.
Yep, I'm in Paris. I can flick you the reference if you want.
Mean, cool.
So there are people who have worked for like quite a few years now on kind of disentangling those things as well, and still that work is kind of ongoing. Choice one.
But in the meantime, a good reminder, ko Papa Tuānuku te matua o te tangata.
Yes, koia. Koia. That's it.
Atahua. Well, kia ora arane. Thank you very much for another wonderful whakatauki. Ke pai te wiki. Have an awesome week and we'll catch up with you next Monday.
Kia ora. Ke pai te wiki.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Ka rawe, another one for the kite. That was Te Whakatauki o Tēnei Wiki.